An old guy, living on my pension, Social Security, and 401k that I've set aside for my old age, and I'm asking myself how to explain all that while claiming to be a follower of Jesus who said, "Lay not up for yourself treasures on earth where moth and rust doth corrupt, where thieves break through and steal," Matthew 6:19. I did exactly what Jesus told me not to do. I have laid up treasures for myself here on earth. As young people like yourself come along and challenge me about such things, I really am having to review my lifestyle in light of the words of Jesus. It's one thing to talk about the radical lifestyle that Jesus prescribes, but I'm asking myself, do I have the faith to live out that radical lifestyle? I'm constantly struggling with this. I'm calling myself a red-letter Christian. I'm promoting this movement. But to what extent am I actually living out those red letters? My only defense is that I'm not as unfaithful today as I was yesterday. One of my students once told me, "I know non-Christians who are living more Christ-like lives than you're living." My response was, "If they're so wonderful without Jesus, can you imagine how much more wonderful they would be with Jesus? And if you think that I'm so bad with Jesus, can you imagine what I would be like without Jesus? Don't judge me in terms of what I am, but how far I've come, and in terms of where I hope to go in life. I hope to go a far greater distance toward living a Christ-like life from where I am right now."
One of the things people seem to identify with in my journey is that I've been working really hard on the log in my own eye. I came out of a Bible Belt culture that was very suffocating, with racism and sexism, and I was handed a lot of answers that just didn't work for me. You know, God and country and all those things. I was steeped in guilt and bitterness and confused about what was right. In the same way I've been working on that, I think there are a lot of people who have logs in their own eyes that are similar to the one in my eye. They're figuring that out too. I'm not a big fan of guilt. In John 10:10, Jesus says he has come to give us life to the fullest, not guilt to the fullest. So I'm interested in that life, and so are a lot of other folks, because we often settle for something far short of life to the fullest. We opt for survival, security, and comfort, rather than the cross and suffering love of Jesus. We choose the American dream instead of the gospel dream. But the freest people I know are the folks who have learned to live like the lilies and the sparrows. Once a reporter said to Mother Teresa that he couldn't do what she did if he was paid $1 million. She answered, "Yes, for $1 million, I wouldn't do it either." I think Jesus is showing us that there is a pearl, a prize, worth leaving everything for. So it's not about what you've left, but it's about what you've